Good morning, Joel Lovero here at RIP 97.9, and I have a special guest with me this morning. You've heard some of the messages for Cornerstone Mobile Counseling, and you probably said, what the heck is that all about? And I just happen to have with me this morning Charlene Cross, who is our local counselor with Cornerstone Mobile Counseling. Good morning, Charlene.
Good morning, Joe.
I'm curious about this myself, too. First of all, we gave you some idea on the messages that we have been running here at the radio station, but what exactly is Cornerstone Mobile Counseling?
Well, we're a brand new kind of model that we're really trying to bring, and we're trying to expand to as many people as we can reach, really. So the difference that we're trying to propose out there is that we're this unique kind of modern mental health counseling. We're focused on immediately connecting to families across New York State right in their homes. So that means we actually bring the service right to them. And when I say to their homes, there is options to also meet outside of their homes, especially right now. You know, we can meet outside, of course, or at a park or someplace that they actually feel more comfortable. We can take walks. We really can make it whatever we need to make it to really bring it in the form that would be of most benefit. All the counselors are local, so we have no actual formal office. So it's not a matter of, well, your appointment's at this time, you got to show up. We actually show up for you to the time that's most convenient and what we can work in our schedule, of course. But all counselors are local, so I am the local counselor in this area. We're all licensed providers, minimum of master's level degrees. So I'm a licensed master social worker, and I'm overseen by a licensed clinical social worker that I get supervision each week. And of course, just like any other kind of emotional support services, we kind of try to just make it as most convenient and really just try to be there as a support for anybody in need. When we receive a lot of referrals, of course, in our area, so say the hope is that a lot of people really take note to this and reach out and be me. And of course, I know I'm a familiar face. Some people might know me and maybe not be comfortable with meeting with me. We also have other clinicians starting out in Oneonta, Caro, and Hudson that are also options. And we're also providing telehealth services. So if they can't physically reach people, we can talk on the phone or talk through some sort of telehealth method that they're able to comply with. If the clientele becomes really overwhelming, what this company really does is they really look to try to promote more counselors. So they just try to bring more and more counselors, so we're not having wait lists. We're not bringing kind of the thing that we're really seeing that discourages a lot of people. I'm waiting for weeks and weeks and weeks. And it's of no fault to anybody, but we're trying to just be there to support not only the community members, but also the services in the area that can't otherwise reach some of the people out there. So yeah, that's kind of what we're about.
I guess you answered the question, what makes it unique as well? The services provided, you know, you've talked about that somewhat too. Where do your referrals come from?
Our referrals can come from anywhere. So I know that's kind of broad, but we have our main numbers. I've actually went around and I posted lawn signs. So if anybody sees those lawn signs that say in-home counseling, that's me. So anyone can call. They can call and just self-refer. That number actually brings them to the main hub, our main office up in Herkimer area. And what they do is they really just ask those general questions as to where this person's coming from, what actual physical demographical area, I should say, that they're coming from, that they're calling, and really what's going on. They try to connect them to the best person that's able to really meet the need and make a good connection. Essentially, it could also be doctor's offices. It could be providers in the community. We've been trying to do a lot of outreach to all the offices and as many service providers, because again, we're trying to team up with everybody and really be a collaboration to really meet the need, especially right now when there's so many people that are looking to gain support or at least feel like they need support, but they can't otherwise get it. So we're just trying to raise the awareness not only to the community, but to these services that are already here. It really can be anybody. We've had even insurance companies call us to say, hey, we actually have this client on our insurance. Is that something that if we gave them your number, they can call themselves? Absolutely. Absolutely, they can call themselves, and we can figure it out from there.
So what is that number?
We have a couple numbers. So our number is 518-774-0612. So that's our main number for our area. There's a couple different numbers. Some people might see little cards that I've put out. There's a 315-868-1000 number. That's actually right from up at the main hub area up in Herkimer. So So that's also a number that they can also reach out to as well.
Okay, but basically we want to call the local number that we have on the message that we play on the radio station.
That still brings them to the main office, so that's exactly the number that we got for our area. Yep.
We're talking to Charlene Cross from Cornerstone Mobile Counseling. You mentioned somebody in Hudson, too, so we serve that area. Is the same phone number for that?
It is, yep.
So this is unique in the sense that you come to them if a person has a problem. Now, do you cover the bases of all different aspects? In other words, counseling for abuse or...
Absolutely. So, I mean, when we are all hired, we provide the demographic of our previous experience, all of us counselors or licensed providers, however anybody wants to identify us. But a lot of us have a very vast and broad experience. So, for example, I come from experience working with child and family therapies. Domestic violence isn't necessarily something I've had a lot of experience with, so that's something that I am gaining some more education on. But of course, we can definitely be there as a support to help through that. Or we can refer to, you know, the local Catholic charities or something along those lines who are actually more credentialed in our area, maybe if I'm not necessarily appropriate, because we also want to provide the best service we're able to provide. And I don't want to make it seem like I'm a specialist in certain areas when I'm not. So, of course, we're also looking to utilize those other services, too, if and when we're not really the best provider for those specific things.
Could also go as a referral service, too.
Absolutely.
But either way, we'll get the answers. What is your typical client like?
Well, our typical client is, it could be somebody just generally experiencing a lot of emotional jeopardy. Right now, we're dealing with so many different things,
sure,
and that's bringing up a lot of emotional irregularity. People are getting very depressed. I've lost my job. I have no income. Where are my finances going to come from? My bills are still coming, you know, and it spirals and it spirals and it spirals, and that just puts us in this place. And on top of everything right now, also, you can't go anywhere. You can't do anything that really can help get your mind off of things.
That's right.
So we're really trying to be there more predominantly right now. You know, right now is a great time to utilize us. And it could be someone who is having a challenge. Right now, I know the local clinics are really screening, so that it's an imminent need. So if there's a new client, sometimes they're not really able to get them in very quickly because they're not risking harm to themselves or other people. So we definitely could work with those clinics, too, to say, okay, well, we can call you or you can call us. We can set up more of a telehealth visit if that's something that they would prefer to do. And then eventually, once those regulations or those openings kind of start to happen and the availabilities open up more, we can transition them back to that clinic where they're trying to get into. So we can work in that way, too, or they can choose to stay on with us. Our clients are in the driver's seat, so we really kind of take their instruction as to what their goal is and what their goal is with working with us, and we go with it.
All right, Charlene. Also, I wanted to ask you, too, about specific insurances that people would ask about, insurances accepted.
So right now we have two main insurances that we accept, Medicaid Managed Fidelis, as well as MVP. So we just got contracted with MVP, which is wonderful. Our folks up at the main hub, I should say, they're really being very diligent to try to expand this to all insurances. So to say someone calls and they don't have one of those two insurances and there's a high need, we also have, our director has applied for grants, which we actually got approved for. So we have a $15,000 grant that we just got, which we're utilizing as more of a crisis coverage. So if a person is in need, they don't have insurance, or they're working to gain some sort of coverage, and they can't pay privately, because I also want to include we can do a private fee as well, but we can always look to utilize that grant in those crisis methods. Of course, that's always going through the main office to have those discussions, too, to make sure that we can make sure everyone gets what they need to get.
Now, is there a flat fee, or is it sliding, or how does it work?
So it's different all around, and I say that because each clinician is their own independent contractor, if you will. So we kind of, in terms of payment, we actually have our own rules and our own regulations. So I'm going to be honest, for me, I'm brand new to kind of doing the whole financial piece. So sliding scale is something I am working on to try to figure out how do I implement that with our business office. So that is something that I personally will be accepting if a person is looking to pay privately. So we look at their income, see what they're able to pay, and we can come up to a mutual agreement. And of course, other clinicians, that's always a question to ask the clinician in their area, is what kind of forms of finances do you accept for private pay?
Gotcha.
You know, is what does that look like? And it's interchangeable where it's based in the clinician.
Yep. Okay. I could almost answer this question myself probably, but I'm going to ask you anyway. What are the benefits of providing mental health services in the home or some area away from everything else, basically?
Well, yeah, we've talked, I think, a little bit about the benefits, but in our area, we're so rural, it's hard to really get to an appointment, even for myself. It's really challenging. And we don't have public transportation. We don't have a lot of things that a lot of our quote-unquote city areas really have. So some of my clients that I'm already working with, they're single moms. So right now they're really trying to make by with what they have. And the thought of using gas money to try to go somewhere or to try to take time to buy to get a babysitter is really not that high need right now. So just the idea that, oh, you can come to me? Oh my gosh, we can go to a park and my kids can play while we talk on the sidelines and appropriately have a conversation, you know, out in the open about what's going on, and I can have you as a support while my kids are potentially there if that's something that is feasible, or we can be on the front porch while the kids are inside. It's really mind-blowing to a lot of families just so that we can come in, and of course we're able to see a lot of different things too because it opens the door to say, okay, well, you didn't bring this up, but this is what I'm seeing. Is this something that you want to talk about, or is this an area that you want to see if we can help out in? It also opens that door to us really being there and kind of exposing their private lives to us. So sometimes it can be a little challenging, but at the same time, you know, we don't push. So if we have to meet in the community somewhere, they feel comfortable first, just to get to know me. I have a client right now. We're meeting at a local park near her home. I know where she lives, but at the same time, she's not comfortable necessarily bringing in a person she doesn't know.
Gotcha.
And that's totally okay. So we're getting to know each other. We're building that rapport. And if and when she's comfortable meeting at her house, we can do that. But otherwise, we're finding other means to really provide the service.
Charlene Cross from Cornerstone Mobile Counseling. So let's get to the nitty-gritty on this, too. What is the process to receive services? They've listened. We've heard it. You've heard the messages. Now they want to get a hold of you and get these services going. What's the process?
And anyone who calls or texts, actually, I should mention, you can text that number too. 518-774-0612 is responded to very quickly. We gather certain information, you know, mostly information and client location, what kind of what we had discussed, which is then sent out privately, I should say, to the local clinician. And then, of course, that clinician in that area would be responding to that individual within 24 to 48 hours just to let them know, hey, we got your case and this is who we are. This is how we can move forward and how can we set up our first intake. And usually, at least for me, it's been very quickly within 3 days we're setting up an intake appointment. And that's where I would actually go out in person and actually meet with the person. Or on telehealth, I should say that too.
You said that your service area here is basically Greene County, Columbia County, Delaware, and Schoharie County.
Right.
That's basically what we cover as well.
Yeah.
So again, we're just about out of time, but I wanted you to throw out the phone number once again.
Oh, sure. It's 518-774-0612.
774-0612. Charlene Cross from Cornerstone Mobile Counseling, a very unique idea. And thank you for being with us this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me.